Foundations before you begin. Understanding how to read your Bible. How to read a scripture reference. Let's use John chapter 3 verses 1 through 3 and verse 6 as an example. John is the book, 3 is the chapter, 1-3 are verses 1 through 3, and comma 6 is an additional verse. Please see the webpage for a written version of this Bible reference. Please see figure 2, where we find a Bible reference example showing John 3 with arrows pointing to chapter, verse, and footnotes. Who wrote the Bible? The simplest way to explain this subject is that the Bible was written by two authors. This means that it was authored by God and man. More specifically, it was written by humans, but inspired and directed by God. How much authority should I give the Bible in my life? As Christians, we believe the Word of God is inspired by God Himself, which gives ultimate authority and direction to the believer in his or her pursuit of a Christ-centered life. We should hold the Bible with the highest regard in our lives and learn to understand and apply it in our lives, giving us direction in our understanding of God's will for our lives. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. Types of study methods. There are many suggestions on how to read your Bible, but here are some of the most helpful as you begin. Please understand there are many Bible study methods. These are just a few of many ways. SOAP. 1. Scripture. Read and write out the verse or passage you're studying. 2. Observation. What does the text say? Note the facts, context, and what stands out without interpretation yet. 3. Application. What does this mean for your life? How does it apply to where you are right now? 4. Prayer. Respond to God based on what you read and what He showed you. OICA plus M, Methodology of Bible Study. 1. Observation. What is being said? 2. Interpretation. What does this mean? 3. Correlation. How does this connect to the Bible overall? 4. Application. How do I apply this to my life? 5. Meditation. Reflection on what you read. Helpful tips. 1. Pray. Before you read, allow your mind and spirit to get focused on what you are about to read, and ask for help from God, who is a good God, who wants you to understand His Word more deeply to help form and shape you more into His likeness. 2. Historical context. It's important to take into consideration that the Bible was not written today. It was written several thousand years ago, and it's important to remember which audience the text was speaking to. Also, it's key to understand the historical references or people that the scripture is speaking about. Even though some verses might be talking about historical events, we can see God in the midst of how He has worked in the past and be able to pull lessons, wisdom, and greater understanding from Scripture. 3. Metaphoric and/or exaggerated language. For example, Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 says, "If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." This verse is not literal in the sense of plucking your eye out, but a command to remove things in your life that cause you to stumble in your faith. The Bible storyline. 1. The Bible is God-inspired. This means men wrote it, but the Holy Spirit guided their direction on what to write. There are 66 books in the Bible. It is divided into two significant sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. 2. In the Old Testament, God creates the world and all that is within it. Adam and Eve were living in perfect union with God, but through the influence of the devil, serpent, and free will, they chose to disobey God's direct command. Through this act, sin enters the world and creates separation between God and man. Throughout, we see the struggle and brokenness of man, but within it, we see a merciful God who, in His love, sets forth a plan that starts with a promise to Abraham to restore all mankind through his descendants, the Israelites. The Old Testament is the prediction and preparation for the coming Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. 3. The New Testament contains Jesus' miraculous birth, life, ministry, death, and resurrection. After the ascension of Jesus, Jesus returns to heaven. The promise of the Holy Spirit came upon those who believed in Jesus, both Jew and Gentile, meaning not Jewish. The Holy Spirit is the seal, or assurance, of salvation and the power through which Jesus' followers live out their lives for God. The New Testament is also a guide for how the church and believers are to live. It is preparation for Jesus' second coming, in which a new heaven and new earth will be established. This is yet to come. Why are there two testaments, and what are the differences? The word testament means covenant, a binding agreement God establishes with his people. Throughout Scripture, there are pivotal verses that shape major points and themes of Scripture. Two verses help identify the differences between the Old and New Testaments. As we look at the two differences, please note that what separates the Old and New Testaments is Jesus. The Old Testament happened before Jesus' birth. The New Testament represents Jesus' birth, ministry, death, and ascension. It also describes the earlier church and predicts the return of Christ. 1. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 33, predicts the coming of Jesus, known as the Messiah, meaning he has not arrived yet. 2. Luke chapter 22, verse 20, points towards this idea of a new covenant that Jesus declares. This helps us see a clear distinction between the Old and New Testaments within the context of Scripture itself. Old Testament, total books, 39 books. Language, Hebrew and Aramaic. New Testament, total books, 27 books. Language, Greek. Old Testament. Christianity's historical roots come from a Jewish background and culture, so when we look at the Old Testament specifically, we will have the same books that you would find in the Hebrew Bible, known to Judaism as the Tanakh, dating back thousands of years. The only difference that we will find when we compare the Christian Old Testament to Hebrew scriptures is how they categorize these books. The Old Testament books are believed to have been written over a roughly 1,000-year span, dating to the mid-second to the mid-first millennium BC. The Old Testament was fully established before Jesus, and we even see Jesus reference the Old Testament during his earthly ministry. Please see Figure 3, which shows the categories and books of the Old Testament. Categories of the Old Testament: Law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Historical: Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. Wisdom: Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Songs, Daniel. Prophetic, major and minor. Major prophets: Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel. Minor prophets: Hosea through Malachi, 12 total. New Testament. The New Testament was written roughly around 45 to 90 AD. The Gospels and some of the New Testament writings were embraced rather immediately by early Christians as Scripture, based on their understanding that these were eyewitness accounts of those who saw Jesus and observed his ministry. Logos Bible Software summarizes Peter Stuhlmacher's observation like this: the New Testament canon, the collection of 27 books recognized as authoritative Scripture, developed gradually over centuries rather than being established at a single moment. The New Testament comprises a selective collection of early Christian writings from the first 150 years of the Christian era. Please see Figure 4, which shows the categories and books of the New Testament. Categories of the New Testament: Gospels and Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Pauline letters, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon. General letters and Revelation: Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1, 2, and 3 John, Jude, Revelation.